We are joined in studio by two very special guests. We have UNC Professor Drew Coleman and postdoc Michael Sandstrom. Drew and Michael, how are you today?
Doing great, thank you.
Doing excellent. Thanks for having us.
So glad to have you here, and we need to get right into it so folks know why you're here. We've been reporting a whole lot about the lead testing going on over at UNC as the we just have a running list of buildings on our website that gets added to every few days. But as my understanding is that all started with the two of you in one way or another. So who would like to pick up the story at the beginning there? We'll go with Michael first.
So actually,
Drew first.
I'll go first. Right. So this is a summer internship program that we've been running for many years at Carolina, and it's designed to increase the diversity in earth and environmental sciences. So we've been bringing in Robeson County early college students into the labs at Carolina and teaching them techniques and having them work on original research. And the lead was discovered during that project this summer.
So was that kind of a, hey, here's how you would test for lead sort of thing?
Exactly. So we had an unusually short period of time with the students this summer because of COVID and everything that's been going on. And so we needed a really quick thing that they could do, and water sampling right here on campus seemed like the right thing to do. And we thought it would be of interest to the students to see that they were drinking clean water at Chapel Hill while they were here.
So what was that actual process like when the testing started?
I'm going to let Mike.
Yeah, I'm jumping on that. So these students came, and I was really impressed how we worked, and they designed the study, you know, looking at buildings of different ages to try to get a representative sample. And we went around campus and just sort of worked to sample water fountains as a student might walk up and, you know, go up to a drinking fountain and sample some water. And then once we had all of these samples, we took them back to the lab and separated out the lead from these drinking water samples, and took them and ran them on a fancy instrument called a mass spectrometer, and were able to look at the lead ratios and lead concentrations.
So what was the first moment where you're like, this ratio is not what I was expecting it to be?
Pretty much as soon as we started running that.
Yeah, as soon as the samples were running on the machines, they ran like there was way too much lead there. We had deliberately prepared huge samples because we anticipated low levels of concentration of lead. And the samples were running like there was a lot of lead in the machine. So we knew we had problems.
Yes, absolutely. At what point, Michael, did the students seem to kind of understand what was going on there?
So they had helped design this project. They sort of knew everything that was going on. And then when we told them about the lead, they were shocked, as we were as well, because we had been preparing them for very, very low concentrations.
So what was that conversation like when you told them that, hey, there's a bunch of unsafe levels of lead in this water that we sampled?
Yeah, so actually, as Drew said, this was a really, really short internship, and it was right before they had to present. So they didn't actually have a lot of time to prepare and take all that information in. I think it was a day before. They had an excellent presentation, and really happy and really surprised, I think, that, hey, look, we did this study, we did science, and we were able to do something that has a massive impact on the community.
Right. This really felt like a sort of thing where you're learning a process, and then all of a sudden it became like a public health issue, and like, science has done good here.
Right. And I think that's the neatest aspect of the story for me, is that for years, these students come in, they say, I don't know how to do science. I don't think I can do this. This is really complicated. I'm not going to understand it. And they always do. And in this instance, they came up with something that turned out to be really important as well. And I think it really connected with these two students.
It's hard not to think about the scene in the movie Don't Look Up when the graduate student is realizing what's happening. It's very hard to not visualize that scene when hearing this story. So I wonder, have you been in contact with these students that were a part of this since this has kind of ballooned into a bigger story?
Indirectly. So through the director of the program, we've been in contact with them, but I don't have any contact information for them. So
where, and I'm a little bit unclear on where these, you said they were from like a different program, they're emerging college students.
It's an early college program in Robeson County. So I think, I don't remember the details, but I think 5 years and they get their high school diploma and an associate's degree through the program.
So these are essentially high school students that were doing this project. That's even more fun.
Yes.
So what were the next steps after you're like, okay, there's lead in here and somebody should say something? Who do you say something to?
Right. So I immediately emailed Environment, Health, and Safety on campus, and they responded almost immediately and took action.
And I assume that just kind of got the ball rolling and that you've kind of just been watching this play out since then?
Yep, I stepped back, so it's not my problem anymore. We're not certified to do EPA analyses for lead, so we just alerted them to the problem, and they took over from there and have been very aggressive about pursuing this.
Yeah, I mean, it's been, as I said earlier, it's an ongoing story for sure, as we hear a little bit more every couple of days. You both said you were a little bit surprised. Once you got that first round of results, have you continued to be surprised at how prevalent it is across campus?
Probably not anymore, no. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I suspect what I think is that it's a problem everywhere. So any public institution that's kept their water fountains that were installed in the 60s and 70s, I think there's probably going to be a problem.
Yeah, that was my next question, as we like to talk about UNC being America's oldest public university, but these lead pipes aren't from the days of the revolution. This is something that a lot of institutions across the country are probably looking at similar circumstances.
Right. So to be clear, I don't think there's lead pipes. I don't know for sure, but I suspect lead pipes are gone, but it's probably other components in the plumbing that are leaching lead.
So have you had any conversations with any colleagues at other institutions about this?
Yes. I won't say where and I won't say what their response
think
was.
Are there any other colleagues that you think will be replicating this sort of thing with students just to get this conversation started?
Yes.
All right. So this is something that we may expect to see replicated at other universities across the country and the region. We've got a little bit of time left, so I wanted to kind of talk a little bit more generally about the research that both of you are working on. So, Drew, what's kind of the overarching goal of your research?
So we look at isotopes largely of lead, but we use them not as a chemical tracer so often as we use to date rocks. I date rocks. And to understand the rates and timing of earth processes. A lot of the research that's going on in the lab now is focused on understanding super eruptions and super volcanoes, and then also economic geology that's associated with those super eruptions and super volcanoes, and using really precise ages to help improve exploration techniques for precious metals.
We're visiting with UNC Professor Drew Coleman and postdoc Michael Sandstrom about the summer project that kind of instigated all the lead testing going on at UNC's campus. So, Michael, what have you been working on?
Yeah, so I've been doing a lot of what Drew mentioned, helping support in the lab. We do a lot of archaeological samples as well. So I've been working with students doing projects and sampling teeth and looking at strontium and lead isotopes in those particular samples. Personally, I do a lot of dating of marine carbonates, so using different dating techniques to figure out how ancient corals and different shell species are.
All right. And we've got just about a minute left. So I wanted to ask one more question that's kind of about the summer project/program. Does this change your perception of what that program is or what it could be at all, having kind of gone through this process where it turned into something a little bigger than anticipated?
I don't think so for me, because my main goal in doing this program has always been to introduce the students to the science and teach them that they can do it and find something of interest to them and that they can pursue it. They can ask a question and answer a question in the lab. And that's the main goal, and this just turned out to be a perk to that.
Excellent. Anything to add to that, Michael?
No, I would agree that it definitely it's just a wonderful opportunity. And it's really, really great to see these students learn so much so quickly. And the fact that this is such a huge deal is just a sort of a cherry on top of this program.
Aren't many opportunities where you get to do lab science that has an immediate impact. There's usually, you know, several layers of delay between the science and the impact, but to see that happen so immediately must have been pretty gratifying.
It was delightful. Definitely. I'm so glad the story came out.
All right. We've been visiting with UNC Professor Drew Coleman and postdoc Michael Sandstrom. We've got like 30 seconds left if there's anything either of you want to mention or give any shout-outs.
Thanks to the students. Thanks to Kathleen Gray and Megan Hughes-Hort, who run the program. So wouldn't have been possible without all of their efforts.
All right. We've got a lot more news on the Hill coming up. Stay tuned.